Welcome everybody to another episode of Brown Popcorn. Dre just coughed for no freaking reason.
No, I legit am like feeling like I need a cough. I
That's
didn't know you were gonna start
all you
already.
fucking hear.
Dry cough.
I know exactly. Okay, so today is a very special episode, and I'm not just saying that. Today is the musical episode that everyone's been waiting for. Yeah, so we're gonna start singing. Me, 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 me. No. We're not gonna start singing.
Sounded very
I know
Muppets
the Muppets. So what we're gonna do is we're going to review Mean Girls, the musical, and Wonka, the musical. And we're gonna do some little cheeseman in the beginning that also kind of has to do with a
like. Where's
singer
the musical?
because it's a musical and she's a singer. So
Well, she's a singer. I don't know about that, but we'll talk about that.
yeah, she's something. Okay. So first up, Jennifer Lopez. We've seen all the TikToks. We've seen all the rejections of like people not wanting to be in her movie. We've seen her ridiculous hair thing that she does where she's like, oh, my hair used to look like this when I was in the Bronx.
Messy when I was back in the Bronx being wild, just a wild young girl.
Yeah, when they're like doing that cringy, what's that thing called? The Vanity Fair interviews or what is it?
Oh, yeah.
Where you like act all cringy and you're like, oh, this and that. Oh, my favorite color. Yeah, that dumb shit.
Orange soda, if you know,
If you
whatever
know,
soda
you
you
know.
know,
Yeah, okay.
and a bag of chips.
And I'm back. I know. What do they say in New York? Fuck you. I
She goes to bacon on your pan.
know, bacon, egg, and cheese.
No, she wasn't fucking
Or like
you.
OD or whatever the fuck. Anyways.
I'm walking here. Something. She goes like
Yeah,
something.
something. Okay. The question here is, do we feel bad for Jennifer Lopez?
No.
No, not at all.
Not at all. Not even slightly.
Because it's
I,
kind of.
you know who I feel bad for?
Yeah, who do you feel bad
Slightly.
for?
Not even that much, because like you put yourself in this position. Ben
Okay.
Affleck.
Ben Affleck, really?
Yes, because
Why
there was a
wait, why are you bringing
part
Ben Affleck into it?
I saw. Aren't they married? Yeah, I saw that he interviewed. Keep in mind, he's always talking about how he likes his private life.
Yeah, he says
This
that.
bitch is pushing him to come out and shit he doesn't want to be a part of. He literally says that,
That
like,
dude looks miserable all the time.
it says something. I didn't watch the whole clip, but it looked like it was like along the lines that he like used to write shit to her, like private love notes, and he shared it with fucking everybody. And that he walked in and they were like, oh, we call you Penn Affleck or whatever. That he was like, what the
What?
fuck? He like mortified of like this was supposed to be.
Like,
Like he was like, I see the irony of this
yeah.
was supposed to be the best love story never told, yet she's telling the whole world.
Oh shit.
And I
Well,
was like, that's fucking crazy. This is like the most anti like attention
yeah, he
seeker.
doesn't like the attention and everything. He's always to himself.
Yeah, he's dating like the
And
what's
now
the
he,
biggest
yeah.
attention whore.
Yep, that's how that
That's
shit
the only
goes.
person, but that's the same time, like you're a grown man. Like you should know.
Yeah, you should know what you know how she is. I
Yeah,
mean,
you
he
should date
dated her
her.
before too,
Yeah.
so
Yeah, but I don't
exactly.
feel bad for her at all.
I know, same. You know what? I don't feel bad for her either.
Also, because she's
Because
an asshole.
she looks like a bitch. I'm gonna be honest. Every time I see her, she's always like
I heard.
she got this attitude shit going
I
on,
hear
and I'm
she's
just
better.
like,
I guess she can't even like look at her workers in the eyes as she like ignores
yeah,
them
and
or
then she's
whatever.
got like a whole secret thing where she can't really sing. But she like they take the vocals from other female artists and use it for her thing. It's just a whole thing with her, and it's too much, honestly. But okay, we can conclude that with we don't feel bad for Jennifer Lopez. Let's go on to Mean Girls. So we both watched Mean Girls the musical like not that long ago, and we experienced the full fucking cringe head on. Head on, bro. Like there was no alcohol. There was no nothing.
We should have
Nothing
had
to,
alcohol.
yeah. Maybe we should have, but there was nothing to stop us from feeling how it was going. Do you have any positives to say? Because I feel like the majority of time we're gonna be talking shit.
They can sing the ones that.
Yeah, Renee, wasn't it Renee
I
Rapp?
mean, not the
She could sing.
not Katie. She can't sing.
Oh no, Katie. No, yeah, you were hating on her the whole time.
No, she was
She
ass.
can't sing.
No, she was ass. I would have preferred bad acting over bad singing. Honestly, because it's a musical.
Yeah, but okay. Hear me out though. This is what I was telling you. I feel like I know what they were going for. They were like, she can't fucking sing, but she can act. We need at least one actor in this because the other chicks, I haven't seen them in anything, so I don't know if they're really
You don't
good.
think Regina was okay as acting as a mean girl?
Yeah, but
She's a drama person. She needs to know how to act.
Okay, let's keep it 100.
Karen, she
The
was terrible.
role of Regina does not require that much acting. You need to give off like the bitchy queen vibe.
That angry rage thing.
Yeah. But besides that, she doesn't have that much screen time. Especially in this movie. In this movie, it's a lot of like when she's there, she's singing.
Yeah.
Like she does a whole like, what was that? That dumb song? My name is Rude. When that shit started, I was like, oh
I know my mom, and I was already singing it. We
no.
might have got one, so.
Okay, but I just feel like she's good for the role, and clearly she did it before in Broadway and everything.
Yeah.
I just feel like musicals should die, dude. I think that this is it.
Dude, honestly, this is all High School Musical's fault. How long has this trip been going on? Since High School Musical's when it got the uproar.
Yeah, High School Musical started this again. But you know what? High School Musical, at least High School Musical, no, the 2 and 3 is a bunch of bullshit. Two and three is a bunch of bullshit.
Talk about.
But I will say, if you watch High School Musical 1, it's like there's a story and there happens to be
Yeah.
singing.
Yeah, it felt like that.
Yeah, it felt like that, right? And there's not even that many songs, I don't think.
I go like five.
Yeah, like maybe 5 or something in a whole movie that's like 1 hour 30 or
Oh,
whatever.
dang it. Like, how many times? How many times? Technically,
How many
how
times
many times
what?
do they sing? I feel like it can't be five because then it would just
No, it's
be
just
easier.
what? How many times do they sing?
They
They
sing
sing.
karaoke in the beginning.
Ah, shit. We're gonna have to. Okay, let me try to remember. They
Karaoke.
karaoke in the beginning, but that's fine. It's not a whole song.
What do you mean they sing the whole song? The
What the fuck do you
start of
mean?
something new.
They sing the
First,
whole
yeah, they sing the
song?
whole fucking song and then
Okay.
everybody cheers.
All right, fine. Let's say it's the whole song. That's one.
But the thing
Then.
that helped was that it was like High School Musical. It wasn't, they just broke out to singing. A
Yeah,
lot
it
of
was a karaoke.
numbers,
Yeah.
was them performing the
Yeah,
show.
performing. Yeah. Okay.
That's what
It was
helped.
that one.
The
It
audition
was
song.
the audition song.
Sharpay's
The bop to
audition
the
song.
top
Yeah,
thing.
that's hers.
Then there's the song they do at the end, Breaking
The
Free.
Soarin' Fine,
Yeah,
whatever.
yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then it's the We're All in This Together.
Yeah, and also when Vanessa Hudgens is all depressed.
Yeah. And doesn't he have a song too? Like Get Your Head in the Game?
Yeah, Get Your Head in the Game.
So
So
seven.
it's like 6 or 7 songs,
Like
yeah.
I lost count.
I lost count. I lost count. I don't know.
So what I think a lot that helped was the fact that it was them performing it. It wasn't them just breaking out to a number.
Or they were by themselves and they were like expressing themselves with
Yeah.
emotion, which is when they say you're supposed to sing in a musical, not
Yeah.
just randomly for no fucking reason. But either way, High School Musical is to blame for all this shit. And
They saw how good that one did.
also Tina Fey. You know what? Fuck Tina Fey with her bullshit. Because you had a very successful movie and that wasn't enough. You had to go with your Broadway bullshit and now you had to go with this Broadway movie bullshit. You know what? It's not acceptable now.
So you didn't like anything?
Let me think. Shit. I
Because we
forgot we
both
were doing
agreed.
positives. I literally just went off to straight neg. Oh, I went straight to negatives. Okay. What did I
You
like?
like visually it looked good. Like with all the numbers breaking out, do you think visually that looked
No, I
good?
fucking hated it.
So you didn't like any of the choreography or anything?
I liked.
Did you think they dressed well? Because I saw a lot of people talking shit saying that Regina should have been like in Gucci and like Chanel and shit. And everyone was like, no, she's a high school kid. She should have been.
No. I don't have a problem with the outfits. You know, I'll praise that. The wardrobe,
Think it
I
fit.
think it was good. They
Okay.
gave them good
I
outfits
was
to
hoping you didn't
everything.
talk a little bit of shit the way Katie was dressed because she just looks so much different from the other ones. But isn't that kind of, was that how she was in the original Lindsay Lohan?
Yeah, they. It's just Lindsay Lohan's more attractive. I think that's why you didn't
Was the
notice it.
first, no, the first outfit looked like a carbon copy, like
Yeah, it
literally.
was
But
exactly.
every other
No,
one did not look the
they
same.
changed it. It wasn't the
Yeah.
same. No. For the most part, look, I think the wardrobe department did what they could. And I think it was,
So bad.
no, and I think it was good overall. Even when they're all suited up and stuff for the dance at the end, the outfits were good. I didn't think anything was
Okay,
like
but
out
you
of
think the
place.
outfits stayed with the style of today?
Yes, I think they did. I think they did. I mean, not completely in the sense that I didn't see guys with like 4XL pants, like size, like
Like the
you
way
know,
Gen Z's
yeah,
are
like
now
four
wearing,
sizes
like.
too big for your body, but other than that, I'd say it was like pretty And you could believe it because I forgot where that shit takes place, right? It's not technically like in California, right? Isn't it like somewhere else?
No idea.
It's I think it's
We
somewhere
don't
else.
know
So
about it.
it doesn't matter. It's like whatever's, you
Yeah, like
know?
we don't really, yeah.
Yeah, we're not gonna be like, oh shit, that state doesn't do this or that.
Whatever.
Yeah. Then there's okay, what was it?
Another positives? Was
I
there any
think
song that you found catchy?
no, I hated all of them. I hate it especially when they got that chick, that Moana girl, because they got the voice girl, the voice cast
Oh, the
actress
funny
of
word
Moana.
for it.
Yeah, it's fine. And then like she's just looking at me like while she's singing the whole damn song. I'm like, bruh.
That one was bad. That one was cringy. But the one that
Well,
like
that shit
me
was
like
all crap.
oof, was Katie when she's gonna go buy
By the way.
the Christmas thing, and they do like a zoom eyes in her face, like where she says like where she's like yelling. She's not even singing, and she's like, "And I've seen a snake eat a cow," or some shit like that. Where she, "I'm gonna do it," and she buys the candy grams too. Like
Oh
what is that?
yeah. No, I hate everything.
No,
I hate
that one
all
was
those
the
songs.
cringiest for me. The It's Fine was also bad, but that one was like, bitch, why are you so zoomed into her face?
Oh, they were all dude, all the songs were bad. I think if I had to pick the least bad songs is it's that Regina George song. Cause that one seems the most like normal. Like I mean I wouldn't listen to any of this, I'm gonna be honest, but at least that seems like the like if I heard it like at the mall or something, I wouldn't like try to jump off a cliff or go off the second floor, you know?
I was gonna say the Karen song, the one that was supposed to be funny.
Karen.
But the one where she
Oh, the
says,
one that
like,
you
if
like
I
from the
can live
Broadway.
for the Broadway one, I like.
Yeah,
Because
no,
she says,
they
this one is
messed that up
funny.
too, right?
Yeah, because I can't really do it like that.
I know you were such a fan. You were like, that song is funny when they do it in Broadway. And you show me the video, and then I see it in the
Right?
movie. I'm like, oh. Yeah, also, someone needs to tell that girl being stupid doesn't mean your mouth is always open. Because the whole time,
Some
like,
blind look.
just got her mouth open. Like, yeah, just a blank look. Like, she doesn't know where she's at.
So many negatives now? I guess we didn't really talk
No,
about
that
positives.
negatives is everything else, honestly. The pacing was weird. The randomly like just singing to the camera like tripped me out. Like I feel like there was a way you could have incorporated this, and I think the problem is that Tina Fey wrote this shit and she's like so out of the loop that she doesn't know what to do like in modern times. It's just
What's something that bothered me?
And
I
not
feel
only
like
that,
everything was
they were
cringy. That's
singing in the beginning of the movie and multiple times in this movie, they're doing like performances. And not once did I see a fucking TikTok. Dude, how can they? That was the perfect excuse to get them to be singing this cringy shit. They could have been TikTokers or at least like posting on
oh, so you
TikTok.
want it to be natural. You didn't want it to just be like a
Yeah, it
performance
felt
that was like.
really weird.
Yeah, but
Like,
they based it off the musical, so that's sort of
I
the annoying
guess,
thing.
yeah. I didn't like it. I feel like there was a bunch of problems with
The
that shit.
juice like that.
That Moana
Also
girl
that.
should be in more things because I think
Yeah, I
she's a
find that
good
cringy.
actress and she can
She's
sing.
diverse.
Yeah. Everyone else, they could fucking
I didn't
disappear.
like how they remade the Jingle Bell rock.
Oh yeah, that was
That's
bad.
such an iconic thing.
They didn't do the getting kicked in the
Yeah,
face with
that's what
the
I'm saying.
stereo.
That
Come
whole thing
on,
was like,
man.
and even like the guy singing, like, "Don't look at me, everywhere."
Yeah.
Like that whole scene is
No,
so
they didn't.
iconic.
Yeah, they didn't do it. They didn't do it. Maybe they were scared of trying. I don't know how the Broadway plays, but maybe they were scared. They were like, if we do this shit again, I don't think we get away with it. Like, it won't be as iconic as the first time.
Yeah, but they could have done something else. It doesn't have to be like her kicking the thing. It could have been something
Yeah.
else.
Because that reminds me, you always need something like that. Like, Pitch Perfect had the vomiting scene. It's disgusting, but that shit is funny. And you need something like that. Something where it doesn't take itself so seriously.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, you got anything else to say about this?
What'd you rate?
I'm gonna rate this rotten, stale popcorn. This is stale as fuck. I wouldn't recommend this to an enemy, but let alone a friend. I don't think. Yeah, no, I don't know.
I think if you're a fan of musicals,
Yeah.
this would be regular. I don't even think it'd be good. Because I've seen better musicals, so I can't really. I wouldn't say it was. No, it was pretty okay. Yeah, I didn't like it. I would say bad. I wouldn't say stale. I would say like already like 2 weeks old. But like if I think about it, because that's
But
the
it's
one where like
careful.
you could technically eat
Dude,
it, but it's
two-week-old
not like
popcorn
a.
is gross.
Okay, like 3 hour popcorn. We're starting to get stale, but it's not too bad yet.
Okay.
But
All
like it's
right.
bearable, but like you're having a bad time like that.
All right. Oh, I'm all choked right there. All right, so we're gonna move on to the next one. We're just gonna cut straight because we're doing an old style recording.
That's
So
why it
it's like
sounds
back
like
in
shit.
the yeah, if you guys notice it sounds kind of different, it's just because we're trying to figure out the computer situation and everything. But all right, let's get into Wonka. So I saw the entire movie. No, it was not because I was like depressed or insane. I saw the whole movie because it came out on HBO Max when I was just chilling in the bedroom. And I'm like, you know what? Fuck it. I'm gonna watch this whole thing.
Reason, master, I'm gonna be real with
It
you.
was not a good enough reason. And that movie was bullshit. I actually like walked away from it like at some point when the like in the middle of the movie, I want to say. And then I came back to it and I was like, oh shit, shit's still going on. And I just kept watching it. But Timothée Chalamet, lead actor in this movie. You like Timothée Chalamet, right?
No, I've always talked shit about him.
All right.
You don't
Well,
remember?
yeah, I do remember.
Yeah.
I'm being sarcastic. Anyways.
No, he's not being sarcastic. That dude.
Okay. Do we have positives for this? You know what? This is why they always tell me I'm
Nothing.
negative and shit. We're always every time
I
you do,
know,
dude,
but
I have
it's
heard
like.
so many times. Every time you do a podcast, it's always you talking shit. Bro, first of all, yeah, I'm gonna talk shit about movies that are crap. Second of all, is it my fault that these movies are not good?
No, I will
No.
say. Don't like musicals to begin with, so this was gonna be a fail for your book, anyways.
Yeah,
Okay, okay,
either way. But it's
okay.
just like, bro, come on.
I saw up to the giraffe part, and you guys might be thinking, why is there a giraffe in this movie? I don't know, honestly. I was being forced to watch this. I was, it
Yeah,
was,
there's a fucking giraff. There's a
they're
giraff in
like
this movie.
milking
They're
a
not.
giraffe. I don't know what the hell was going on. They
No,
needed
they put it in
milk.
as a distraction.
No, they said they needed milk, and they were like, "Where are we gonna get milk?" And they were like, "There's a giraffe at the zoo."
Oh, they use it as a distraction later.
Oh, okay, that's
So there's
weird.
more reason for it than the milk of a giraff. What the fuck?
Yeah, because he's like weird. He gets a bunch of stuff from the randomest
I
thing.
mean, we've all seen everyone make fun of that whole like what's that line? The Timothée Chalamet line?
Flip it, reverse it, that bullshit.
Yeah, flip it, reverse it. Actually, no,
Yeah.
what is so much? Oh.
Yeah, that was
Look, I
it.
expected this movie to be cringy, but I'm gonna be honest. I thought it was gonna be like it would try to get people in the feels because in the trailer they kind of show like where he's like talking to his mom in
Where
the
he's like
crowd.
struggling, like it was gonna show his journey in
Yeah.
like more of a drama,
Because is
like.
this even like a prequel to the original? Because I don't think it works. They try
No.
to, dude, they tried to make it like a prequel
No,
though.
they did 100%.
Because
That's why.
when he flips, there's a part in this movie, and don't worry, look, don't watch this movie,
I
so
know,
who
don't
gives a fuck
watch
about
this shit.
spoilers? There's a scene in this movie where he flips a coin and the coin falls in like a
Yeah, in the beginning. That's like the
yeah,
first
it's in the very
5 seconds.
beginning. Yeah, it falls in like a one of those
It's like
like
a rain
the
gutter
rain gutter
thing. Yeah.
things. In the original movie, the last coin that he uses to buy a chocolate bar, Charlie, he gets it from the freaking,
Yeah, he finds it
he
inside the
finds it
gutter.
inside a gutter. So it looks like the same gutter. So they're implying that that is a legit prequel to the original
But
movie.
no, that would not happen because with the years and years that have
Yeah,
passed with
that
the
shit would be
rain, that
gone.
shit would be
That shit would be
gone.
gone. But I guess that's what they're trying to do. That movie and the original movie, I feel like are not even the same universe. Like it's like a completely different like.
Even the Johnny Depp one,
Yeah, no, this doesn't work in anything. And it's weird that they try to kind of give like a setup for the original movie. Like, why are you even doing that? No one wants to see this shit.
yeah, it was just bad. I just
This is like a movie I think that would work really well if you see it with a kid. Like if you know like that innocence kind of thing, like where it's like you watch like no, not fucking Coco Melon, but like
No, kids will like this movie for
yeah,
sure.
like a kid will like it's
Kids,
very
maybe
childish.
like middle school kids, because let me tell you,
Hell no,
no,
middle school
mister.
kids. Nah,
We were
bro.
in. I've had kids asking me since it came out, "Oh my God, have you seen the Wonka movie?" And I was like,
Well, maybe.
no, I haven't." They were like, "Oh, it's pretty good."
But is that
I'm
because
like,
of Timothée Chalamet?
"No, it was guys."
Okay.
So it wasn't like
I'm
a
starting to think that they
heartfelt
were just
thing.
messing with
And
you.
then no, because then they were like, no, watch it, it's really good. They didn't watch it because it wasn't out yet, and I wasn't about to go to the movie. I remember telling you, like, hey, like, are we gonna go watch it? Because like these kids are telling me they're
Yeah,
going.
I was not going to see that in theaters. Thank goodness I didn't fucking see that because I would have
Yeah.
lost my shit.
And then while we were forced to watch it, the kids literally got up to go move closer to it. So they like this
Maybe they
shit.
have bad taste. Maybe that's what it
Yeah, but
is.
all of them do? That's crazy.
I don't
Because
know.
being,
This movie's childish as
if
hell.
you, yeah, if you have like a little kid, I will say they're mostly like sixth, seventh graders.
Okay, if you
Still,
got,
some of those
yeah.
are like eighth graders
If you're with
too.
like also an elementary school kid, I think
Yeah,
they'll
no,
like
all of
it.
them.
They'll like it. Anything else?
Yeah, the bunch of garbage.
You're kind of like making it work, but
He did one of those candies he gave in the beginning of the movie and make it float away because that was absolutely something. I don't know.
yeah, exactly. No, that's
You
not
know what
good.
part pissed me off? You know when I knew Neo was gonna lose me?
What?
Right at the beginning where they have him like sign a contract. And then he realizes in the spot
Wait, but
before he signed it that it was like 20 pages long.
They say because he can't read though, right?
And then
That's
he
like the
still signed it. Yeah, but that's the thing. That chick just yelled something out. I couldn't hear what it was.
I
She was
know.
basically like, it's a scam.
Yeah,
You
she
can
was like,
tell the
go
whole
sign
thing's like,
it.
well, I'm not gonna listen to a woman. Like, what was that about?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I don't know, dude. It's a lot of stuff. It's a
Yeah.
lot of stuff. It's a lot of stuff. But anything else you want to say on this, Jer, before we move on to the game?
Yeah, don't watch it.
Okay, well, I
You
mean,
know what?
you
If
guys
you don't like
certainly.
someone, lie to them and tell them to watch it.
I
And then if they say, oh no, it's not that good, be like, no, just keep watching it. It gets better. It doesn't get better. Just make them torture them.
Okay.
Torture them. Yeah. That's a good torture device, dude, honestly. I think it was making me fall asleep.
It is. I'm gonna rate it stale.
Yeah, from
I'm
the part
assuming
I saw still.
stale. Okay, we
I would
agree.
never watch
We
Mean
agree.
Girls again.
Yeah, honestly, I think I'd rather watch that shit too.
Okay, look, there you go.
All right. So we're gonna move on to the final segment. And whoa, it's crazy that this thing doesn't even tell me
That's
how long
fine.
this has been going for, but either way, we will have a better setup
Next week,
next
probably.
week
Hopefully for
probably.
you,
And
because you know
whenever
it'll
I
take
get
too long.
look, I'm gonna figure it out. I'm gonna figure it out. It's a whole moving situation. But anyways, let's set up for the game.
Okay.
So I thought it would be interesting since we talked about what the hell are you doing with
Look at a mustache.
okay. I thought it would be interesting since we talked about like the Jennifer Lopez thing and her greatest love story ever told. We're gonna play the game. Significant other questions.
I thought you were gonna say, what movie should we make a musical?
No. We're not. No more musicals. No. Hell no. Oh, it's gonna be fun when we review Joker 2 because that's a full ass musical with Lady Gaga. But anyways,
That was a joke.
yeah. I mean, I fuck with paparazzi though. Papa,
If it
pop.
was the last
That's
time she made a hit.
oh, okay. Throwing shots. All right. So I'm gonna ask a couple of questions, and we'll both answer it, and we'll see how this goes. And this is couple questions I got from online, a couple ones that I saw off of a Breaking Ice thing or whatever. Either way,
That Britney Spears song.
I
Don't think about that.
know, I know there's a musical episode anyway. That Britney Spears song fucking claps. Anyways, let's get to it. First question. What the hell am I? What the hell did I write? Okay, because I
Anyway.
jotted everything down. No. Okay. What is something that a significant other can do that you love and it can be a guilty pleasure?
Something I love that they can do, like an action
Yeah, like
and a
an
guilty
action or
pleasure.
something they can do or say that makes you feel better, but it's not necessarily like it's like a kind of like a guilty pleasure, right? So it doesn't have to necessarily be a good thing, like.
Like something that'd be embarrassing to tell people. I think they do, but like you have to
Yeah,
do
or
it.
like
Guilty
I
pleasure.
think it's kind of like
An example, because honestly,
okay,
I can't
like
think
if
of one.
someone talk like if you're with a significant other and then they talk shit about someone driving crazy or like random people on the street or like oh look at that dumb bitch or something and you kind of like it that they do that but that you wouldn't go into it saying that, right? Like it's a guilty-ish kind of pleasure.
Okay, no, I can't think of one. Give me a second. So like you're saying like a red flag, that's slightly a red flag, but like
No, because it could be, it doesn't have to be a red flag, right?
a guilty pleasure.
Guilty pleasures don't have to be freaking
But then
red
it's also
flags,
something
bro.
that's like embarrassing that you're not really supposed to say because like you shouldn't like it, like because it's bad, but like you
Not
like it
necessarily, because some
anyways.
people like movies that are like.
That's why I thought guilty pleasures or movies are supposed to be ass, but you just like it.
No, it could also be embarrassing, right? Or
That's
it could
what I'm
also be
saying.
not
There's something
standard.
that a
Okay,
guy's
yeah.
doing that's embarrassing or she shouldn't do, but
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah.
No. You what's yours? Because I'm
Ah,
thinking of
damn.
one.
Okay, shit. Okay, let me
Let me
think.
sure how.
Okay,
Just to think of it.
I will say,
Because I feel like
okay.
shit talking is like
I got one. I
sorry.
got one that's technically like, I don't know if it's me being an asshole, but I got one. Okay. So if I, oh wait, should I be saying this?
No,
Okay,
you can say
I'm gonna,
it.
no, I'm gonna say it. Okay, all right. So if I have, okay, so let's say my significant other
Okay.
like ditches a friend or someone to see me or hang out with me.
Fucking toxic.
No, dude, no. Oh, bro, yo, we're supposed to be in a no judge area right now, bro. Okay, look. I really like that.
You like when you're, they flake their friends and are disloyal to their friends for you. Okay,
Yes,
gotcha.
okay, when I feel, look, I'm gonna be honest.
It's
If
basically
you
like
get,
being seen as a priority over
yes, if
everyone.
you make me feel like a priority, I think like in any situation, it doesn't even have to be just that. If you make me feel like a priority, like I love it. Like that shit gives me like a
Like,
high.
we'll drop everything just for you.
No, it doesn't have to be drop everything because I'm not fucking crazy either. But I'm talking about like if someone ever told me like, hey, I was supposed to like
Go to a
do
party,
this,
but instead I'm gonna go
yeah,
like
but it's not my hand,
alone.
or oh, I was gonna go, and it doesn't even have to be with people. If it's like I was gonna go home, but you know what, I want to see you. If I even hear that, that shit like hits me hard. I'm like, damn. Yeah, that's like my thing. So it can apply to any situation for me, at least. What's yours? You got something like
One.
that?
I'm basic.
Bro, that's fucking cap. You got something.
Examples, because for example, that whole thing, because I was gonna say when they talked, like when they don't have like that, you know how there's some guys that like they're mean to all girls except their girl? Yeah, but at the same time, now I think that's fake. Like you're being mean to them because you know if you actually give them attention, you cheat like the little boy you are.
No, but sometimes I'm sure there's people that are actually like that. They're like get annoyed by everybody,
Yeah, but at
right?
the same time, I'm like, I also like I can't bring you around because your bitch ass is always in a negative ass
Okay, but what
mood.
if they just say it to you? Like
No,
they
because then
don't.
I think you're fake. Then what the hell are you telling your friends
Well, you could
about
be
me?
neutral, right? I guess
No,
in when you're with people.
look, I think
Oh
people
my
are
God. Well,
dumb.
shit. I mean,
And
dude.
then I'm like people who are like, oh, look at that person, look how they're dressed.
Okay,
Like
what
they're
about
too
okay, what
judgy.
about like, oh damn. No, we gotta find you one, bro. What
This is the
about?
whole episode. That's just gonna
Yeah, I
be
know we're
longer
gonna
than
be
the last
figuring
one.
out. I know longer than the whole thing. What
Hum.
about when they like female things? Like a guy that likes a pedicure or some shit like that.
That's I don't even like
Okay,
pedicures.
or what about
Oh,
like
like a dude who's she's muscle.
yeah, what about that?
Yeah, hell yeah. I hate
Okay.
that.
All right,
I
there you
hate the
go.
dudes where it's like they try to tell you some type of like, oh, look, this happened. And you're like, oh, what happened? And it's like, oh, but I don't have any details. Like, how the fuck did you not have details? Give me
Yeah, you
that
gotta get
cheese, man.
the whole cheese, man. Yeah.
Like,
Okay.
show some interest. Yeah, that's
Next
it.
question. What is the best gift in your opinion that you can receive? Obviously, this all applies to a significant other, right?
The best gift I can receive
Yeah.
that's monetary, or are we gonna go like fucking
No. Like they can actually give you.
okay,
Yeah.
like monetary value?
Yeah,
It's not
monetary value, like they make it or purchase it.
okay. The best gift,
Yeah, it could be broad. I mean, it doesn't have to be a specific thing, right?
best gift,
Yeah.
best
Like in
gift.
what a topic or what a kind of thing.
Yeah, you have to pick a topic
Yeah,
because.
it could be a topic, right? Yeah, or like a what do you call it? Like not a term, but yeah, like a general
Best
kind of thing,
gift.
right?
I can't think of anything. I was gonna say car, but I'm like, no, I wouldn't like that. I don't
No,
like
no.
No, I wouldn't even like that. That way, I wouldn't even consider that a best gift because number one, just pushing me with insurance. Number two, I'm
Okay.
gonna feel like
Okay. Let's be okay.
I'm gonna
Hold on.
feel
Let's be
like
more realistic. Like, let's say it's
most of people buy that for a push gift.
bruh. Okay. No. Get the fuck out of here with that.
Mister, I'm not
I'm
telling
talking.
you he's gonna buy it in cash,
No,
but I'm trying to look
no.
up.
No, but that's also stupid because what if you don't even like it?
That's what I'm
That,
saying.
no,
You have to come
no,
to
no, no.
action.
I'm saying like a gift. Like, let's say it's Christmas. Let's say it's your birthday. Let's say
So what's
what's
the
something.
budget? What's the budget? What's the budget?
Not
What's the
like a
budget?
normal, thing, like
What's the budget?
a couple $100 or like around there.
The best gift that's a couple $100. That's
Yeah.
honestly nothing. I don't.
There's not one thing that they could give you that you'd be like, oh my God, this
No,
I
because
really would like
it's a
this.
temporary thing. It changes.
Okay, but right now. We're talking about
Right
right now.
now, if
Right
I
now.
could have
Yeah.
anything, what
Yeah.
would I have?
Yeah. Well, that they would give you as a gift.
This is the issue with working now. Because if I want it, I have
I understand that, but it doesn't mean you don't appreciate a gift.
Oh, you know what I love to
Okay.
do?
Okay.
I found one. I found
All
one. Legos.
right. Oh,
I
no,
love.
yo. Fuck. They're gonna just bring you a whole box of
No,
Lego.
you know
They're
what?
gonna make.
Legos. Bitch, so judgy, bitch. What happens if I'm judgment zone?
Shut up, you
Damn
judge me for
you.
like fucking for like a whole ass 2 minutes.
Okay, no, Legos are expensive. You buy that camera set, that's like $200 gone right there.
Okay,
I buy
hold
Legos for
on.
like
Would it have to be a
400.
specific Lego set?
Well, it has to be something I fucking like. You can't get me a fucking like Camaro car.
Okay, all right.
But Legos, because that would
Legos?
show that you listen and you know I like Legos. So
Okay.
you're like getting me something that
Got
you
you.
know
Something
I
that
wouldn't
you.
pay because it's so expensive
Yeah,
and
but
I
something
love
that
it.
you would like. Oh,
Yeah.
see, you did have an answer
Oh
then.
yeah,
There you
I
go.
got a touch for it, bitch.
Okay, but let me tell you. Okay, so for me,
A watch, shoes.
no.
Basic asshole.
No, I'm gonna tell you something. For me, I think I'm the easiest person to give a gift to because my hobby slash likes are very simple and like you can find something in any range of price. For me, the top thing, no. It would just be anything involving the Philadelphia Eagles.
Not the best gift though. I gave you a keychain. You can't tell me that was the best gift. What from the Eagles would be the
Was my,
best?
dude, I have that on my keys right now.
Okay,
I
yes,
use
but
that.
if it was something Eagles related, what would be the best gift? For example, you have a helmet, you have jerseys. Would it be something signed? Would that be the best gift? Like a football
No, you know
sign?
what? If someone gives me like damn, there was this like poncho that I wanted, but if it's anything custom or like that I can wear or something custom that I can use,
And it's not just like sitting there.
yeah, I really like it. Like I received like a bottle opener of the Eagles. I fucking love it. I have it right now, like literally right here on the side of it. So like stuff like that, I like.
You know what I thought you were gonna say?
What did you think I was gonna say?
The backpack. You've been telling me you wanted that shit for years.
The MCM backpack?
Yeah.
Dude, if someone got me an MCM backpack, like the large MCM backpack, obviously because I'm like tall, I'm kind of
Yeah.
big.
Why
Shit.
are you built like that?
I don't know, bro. If someone gave me an MCM backpack, I would fucking pass out. I'm gonna tell you that right now. It's never gonna happen. It's never gonna happen. But if it ever did, dude,
Sit, you're out.
that's it. Like I will fucking
Out
drop.
like a light.
Yeah, exactly. I will fucking drop. But honestly, it's anything Eagles related.
Okay.
That's all it takes, really. Especially like a jersey or anything like that.
How basic. What a man.
You know what? That's
Ooh.
the best basicness sometimes. Shit. Okay. Let's go with the last question. What's the worst gift that you can receive from a significant other?
Nothing. Nothing. That's it.
Nothing. You
Nothing.
think that.
Yes, it's
No, I don't know. I think there's
all
things worse than
nothing.
nothing. There's worse than nothing.
So
No, 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 no. It's not the
the
cap.
worst gift is like if they get something that you know for a fact you've told them you don't like. For example, have you seen those videos where a guy will give a girl like a jewelry and it's like the ugliest shit and they like are all like sad about it because they're like, they know I don't like this type of shit. Like, why would they buy it? If you don't know me at all, like you got me this ugly ass thing.
Yeah,
Like, you know my style,
that would be
like
bad. Is that worse than nothing though?
In a sense, like if
Yeah, I
someone
guess it
got
would
me
be.
orange Nikes, I'd be like, what the fuck? Like, do you really not know me
Orange
at all
Nike.
that you got me this shit? Like, out of all the colors, knowing I never, like, I hate this color. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I shit.
It's like
I
if
don't.
someone bought you a Cowboys jersey.
Oh, fuck no. Hell no.
What's worse than not giving you anything
No,
but a
I'd rather
Cowboys
get
jersey?
nothing.
Okay,
That's
exactly.
insulting as
That's what I'm
fuck.
saying. Like, if someone does something knowing that, like, you talked about how much you don't like it.
Okay, so for you, what would it be? Orange shoes then?
Anything orange.
Anything orange, okay. For me, that I mean that's a simple thing. Any Cowboys bullshit. Yeah. That would be.
Trying to see if there's something worse than anything orange. I just really don't like orange. It's
I'm trying to think
ugly.
of it. There's nothing worse than giving
Something
me a
burnt.
Cowboys
Something
thing.
burnt orange. I just don't like bright orange, like neon color shit.
Oh yeah.
Oh
No, yeah. For me, it's just that. I'm trying to think, like, if they gave me
Oh
socks,
no,
if they
also
gave
if they
me.
gave me like Steeler stuff, I'd be like, what the fuck? Like, is this a joke?
Yeah. I mean, outside of like the sports world, though, damn, I don't think there's anything that I like specifically would
So if I got you a
hit.
neon shirt.
I mean, I'd like sleep with it or something.
Also, you would still try to
I'd
find
find some kind of use for it.
like
Yeah,
a
it doesn't, I don't gotta go out
outlet
with
to
it.
burn it in case my lights go out.
I gotta go out with it, you know what I mean? Like,
Let's see. Okay, so if I got you like bright yellow shoes, like highlighter shoes.
I'd find something for it. I'd take it to the gym, or I would like for running or something. You know what I mean? There's always like
What if I
something you kind
got
of.
you a yellow watch? Like, can I mean like that, like plastic yellow watch?
No, I think the Cowboys jersey would still be worse. But let's say
No,
in
but if you're
general,
outside, would
outside of that.
that be like the worst kind of gift for you, or what would it be? I'm trying to find
No,
something
because
that's
even
good for
watches,
me.
you could find something that's like useful. You can even add it to your collection. You don't even have to wear it technically.
Worst thing.
Maybe something with like,
Like they gave you a PS5 game and you didn't even have one?
yeah, maybe like some taxidermy animal. I don't know, but you know what? If I ever got that shit, I think I'd be like, what the fuck? Why did you give me this?
No, I think it would depend for me.
No, fuck that. No,
No, but like
no.
if I knew this wasn't an actual animal and like they just made it look like an actual animal and it's like a little bunny, I don't think I'd mind it. But if you tell me like this is a real bunny,
This is a real
we
funny they
murdered
put it
it and
and then
like
we put
stuffed
it.
it, they don't
Yeah.
care if I lost it. But like if this is
Yeah.
like, look, Nestor, it's the bunny that you just could put on your. I mean, it's
Yeah.
a fake bunny. You wouldn't be
Look,
upset
I'm gonna
about
tell you
it.
something. At the end of the day, for me, I value effort over everything else. That's what I would say. When I see someone putting in effort, whether it's in gift, whether it's in whatever. And look, here's the thing. Here's the thing to it. And I don't know if other people feel this way too. I guess we'll see your take on this, since this is the last topic we're pretty much talking about. But like, if whether it's in gift giving, whether it's in like hanging out with someone, whether it's whatever, I feel like effort is the biggest thing. Because even if you can't, like, let's say you want to hang out with someone and you can't,
Okay.
or let's say you want to give a gift and you can't for whatever reason. If I know at least there was effort and I see it or it's told to me, then I'm like,
That's
no. No, yeah, that's where we disagree. But for me, like obviously it'll still suck that it doesn't happen, but like in my head, I'm like, okay, there was someone trying here. That's where for me it kind of goes with that. So you're on like a whole different wavelength with
No,
that shit.
yes, because as someone who has gone through multiple times being told, oh my God, thank you for this gift. I was gonna get you shoes.
Oh
Why are you
no.
gonna
That's
do
kind of diff.
that?
That's kind of different, though.
Oh, I wish I wasn't poor so I could get you this. Oh, look, what I would have got you was this. Or like, okay, no, then don't fucking tell me about it. I prefer if you don't tell me I was gonna do this, but I didn't.
Okay, but that's also because that happened a bunch of times, right? Like if it happened once here or there, you probably wouldn't feel the same way about it you do now.
Yeah, but I wouldn't have been like, oh, the effort they tried. I'll just be like, okay.
Okay, but.
Like they weren't able to do it. Okay. I wouldn't be like,
Okay, but what if
oh.
someone told you like, okay, but what if someone told you like, okay, I understand that situation, but what if someone told you like,
Also, my dad does that shit a lot. I don't know if you've seen it, where I'll be like, oh, like I want this carpet. And I'll be like, that's funny. I threw away 15 in the past month. And I'm like,
oh
oh,
yeah, that's a
you.
lot. Yeah, no, that's a lot. That's a lot.
Yeah, he does that all the time. I'm sure you've seen it.
Yeah, I've seen it. I've seen it. Okay. Well, we differ on that part.
You have
No, I agree.
Joker.
If it's like, well, because I would say, like, okay, if it's like certain things, I get it. Like what you're saying, it's like too much. But like, let's say someone says, like, hey, I really wanted to hang out with you and go eat tomorrow, but like this and this came up and I can't.
Yeah, look.
See, when it's like that, when you tell me I really wanted to do this, but I
Not
can't.
that like I didn't want to see
Yeah,
you,
it's not
but
that I
it's not.
didn't want to and I didn't want to put the effort or the try.
Yeah, but that's
That's where
different.
I think.
Okay, but that's different because that's like using effort to go see the person. It's not monetary.
Okay, but
That's where
or if
they go.
someone or if someone told me, hey, I really was like I want to give you this gift, but on the way there I got robbed. No, that hasn't happened, but that's an example though. That where something I'd be like, oh, okay.
Okay, well, obviously,
Or
because
like I
you're
was
an
driving to the
adult.
store and I got in a car crash.
Okay,
I was like, no, I get what you mean though. I get what you mean.
that's like me being like, hey, Nestor, I was gonna buy you like Philadelphia tickets, but I'm broke. Like, why the fuck am I gonna tell you what I was going to do and then I couldn't do?
Well, then do they not give you anything? Because I guess it also depends, right? Because they could be like, I was gonna get you that, but I'm financially kind of screwed, so I'm gonna get you this instead.
Somebody should just bottle cap opener. You're gonna be like, yay! Like, it wouldn't make it
Nah, you
better
got,
just to
you know what?
hear
I think I'm
bottle cap
just,
opener?
I just, I'm a big like with gifts. I think it is what it is.
Yeah, even though I'm better at it, but yeah, I think you're
Oh, here we go. But look,
a little better at it, Nestor.
I'm the best gift giver.
No, you're not. No, you're not. Guys, he gave me the Jurassic Park movie, the one with Chris Pratt. Fuck Chris Pratt. And then when I told him,
No,
hey,
that was funny.
why'd you get me this? He goes, because you're scared of the Roy. That's a good gift, Garnish. She'll pop you. She'll put you in the throat.
The gift of joy.
The gift of joy, Chris Pratt.
The fuck you
And I
mean?
think I opened it. I think it's still like in storage. Like I have it in my little like book thing, but I never watched it.
Okay, well,
It's
shit. See,
dead in
that's who's
the
an appreciative
chest.
now? All right, well, that's gonna be it for the questions. What are we gonna call that? The J-Lo game? The J-Lo, the greatest love story game. Something like that. So thank you. Thank you guys for listening. Thank you guys wherever you're doing, whatever time of the day you're listening to this to, whether it's one segment, whether it's the whole thing, we appreciate it. Thank you for taking the time out of your day.
You're welcome.
Yeah, are you doing a dance? What are you doing over there?
I'm gonna do a musical number.
A
That's
musical
good.
number. I
And we're
don't,
gonna end the
that's
show.
gonna be our finale.
We're
We're
gonna
gonna go.
start busting to that
I know I'm
number.
gonna bust into the yo. Anyways, this isn't being recorded visually, but yeah. So, anything you want to say before we go?
No. I was gonna say my ass hurts, but that's just the damn chair.
Yeah, the chair. Yeah, this shit makes my ass hurt too, bro. We
Oh,
haven't
it's
even
a
been
hefty
sitting.
chair. It's a real
We haven't
chair.
been,
This
bro.
is
I
a
got.
gaming chair.
It's a gaming chair. Look, I
This
gotta
is
get another chair. I know. This
literally a
shit
gaming
is
chair. This
fucked.
is a
But
torture device.
I'm gonna try to get something going on with the Max. I guess we're gonna buy an adapter. We're gonna try to figure it out so the because right now we're doing on one microphone as opposed to what I always do with it, which is two or
They
three.
probably need
But
like a Best Buy or something.
they fuck, they
Think about
better.
that.
They better. They better. So thank you guys, and we will see you on the next episode. I'm not sure what it's gonna be yet, but we'll find something.